Welcome to Empowered Radio. I am your host, Emma Montgomery, an online nutrition and fitness coach and creator of Shred With Em. Each week, we'll talk all things nutrition, training, and mindset. You'll be able to take my tips and strategies and apply what you learn to see results with both your body and your mind. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. Hello, hello, welcome back. Before we get into the episode, October Shred was going to be the last one of the year, and then I had a bunch of people coming at me for not having one for November. So we are going to do one for November. It will start on November the 6th. When you are hearing this, it will already be open. So I'm going to have the link in the description for you to join the November Shred. If you were in the October one, it's going to be brand new workouts or any shred that you've done. It's new workouts every session. All of my recipes, you get the custom macros, cardio programming, ab workouts, all of that stuff inside my app where you can track your progression, progressive overload, all those great things. So that will be linked in the description. Again, we will start on November the 6th. So today I wanted to talk about three things that I think we overthink. And this is when it comes to our fitness and nutrition, but it's three things that we make way harder. They're actually like very simple things and we make them way harder than they need to be. And I think it's because we're so used to things needing to sound like fancy or really hard. In our minds, we make it that way where it's like it won't work unless it's something that's like really challenging to do. Dieting in itself is challenging, but it's a simple process that you need to follow as far as being in a calorie deficit to lose weight. Does that mean it's easy? No, but it is simple. So these things are all very simple, fundamental things that we need for anything with, especially if you're working towards fat loss. But these three things, because they are needed, I think this is why we overthink them. We try to make them harder than they should be. So the first one I have on here is just macros in general. I know I've talked about this a million times and how you can just make it easier for yourself. But macros, counting macros, when people are like, I don't even know what that means, what that is. Macros is short for macronutrients. The three macronutrients are protein, fat, and carbs. So protein and fat, those two are essential nutrients, meaning we have to have those in order to live. Carbs, you do not have to live, but we know they make life much more enjoyable. But you can technically live without carbs. That's why you can do low-carb diets and people can live and go just fine. But with counting macros, you are given a target, a goal for protein, for fat, and for carbs. And you track your food using a food tracking app, and you will essentially, at the end of the day, the idea is to hit those targets or come within like a few grams or whatever of each of those targets, and that's how you count your macros. So every piece of food is made up of macros, whether it is one or all of them, a combination of the three or two or whatever. So like, for example, 4 ounce piece of chicken breast is roughly 25 grams of protein, maybe 2 grams of fat, and no carbs. So it encompasses two of the macros. And when you scan or log your piece of chicken for your meal, that is going to count towards those macro targets. So maybe your protein goal is 100 grams for the day. You ate 25 grams of that piece of chicken. That means you need 75 more grams of protein throughout the day to hit your goal. So this is where people make it very confusing because they get married to hitting these targets very precisely. I did this when I first started tracking macros. And we get very overwhelmed and it gets very tedious and we spend tons of time and energy and mental space trying to play macro Tetris and plug in different foods to hit these numbers when at the end of the day, if we just focused on the calorie part, because your macros will total up to your calorie goal. So if you have ever counted calories, you're in a way counting macros, just not as advanced. You're not drilling down to those specific targets and seeing exactly where your food is coming from in terms of the macro part. So if you've ever counted macros, you're obviously counting calories, just the more advanced version of it. Calories are what drive any sort of weight gain, weight loss, maintaining your weight. You guys have heard me say that 1 billion times. I probably say that every single podcast. But calories are king when it comes to your weight. So if you focus on calories and then also focus on protein, because protein is what will help build muscle, sustain muscle. It also helps with satiety. We know that we need it to live. But if you focus on your protein goal so that you can sustain your muscle mass while you're dieting, and you focus on your calorie intake, so the calorie deficit part, it makes it so much more simple, and you're not having to eat weird food combinations. You're not spending so much more time putting together meals to hit every single target. And it just, you're going to get the same results, and it's so much more flexible. So we really overthink the macro part, and we make it much harder than it has to be when we can just really simplify it into focusing on our calorie goal and our protein goal. Now, once you get more comfortable with tracking, then making sure that you're paying attention to like how many grams of fiber, that's really important. But when we're starting out, make it easier on yourself until you get more acclimated with it and just be super simple with it. Just count your calories and your protein. Even now, that's what I do. I focus on calories and protein. Now, of course, I watch my fiber for the day. You know, I want to make sure that fat is at a minimum threshold, which is easy for me to do anyways. And for most people tend to go over their fat goal just because that's one of those that they're used to eating, you know, higher, less lean cuts of meat, whole eggs, things like that. So fat, I find when people are like, oh, but don't you need to pay attention to where your fat is so that hormones are good? Fat, I can promise you, anybody that I've ever started working with when they first start counting macros, they have never come to me and their fat been too low, ever, literally ever. It is always, that is the one place where we can make adjustments to things to keep them from going over calories. So again, like it might be that they're eating 85-15 ground beef and we switch it to 92-8 or 96-4 and you're saving hundreds of calories because you're reducing the fat content. So again, not to get too into the weeds on that one, but just really making the macro part much more simple and just focusing on the calories and protein. The next one that we really, really overconfuse or overthink or whatever is progressive overload. This one I have done a whole podcast on, and it walks you through exactly how I would explain it. But if I'm giving you the Cliff Note version that's like 20, 30 seconds or less, think of it this way. If you are doing 10 reps of an exercise, you're going to go ahead and increase the weight. So maybe it's lateral raises. You're doing 10 pounds and you can do 4 sets of 10. You're going to go ahead and bump the weight up to maybe 12 pounds to where it's a weight that you can do at least 6 reps at. That's the number we're putting on it because I think it's just easy. If you can do 4 or 5 reps, I would not move the weight up. But if it's a weight that you can move up to 12 pounds and you can do 6 to 7 reps, you're going to keep doing that weight till you can hit 10 reps again. So if you moved up to 12 pounds and you're able to do 8 reps, keep doing that for the next however many weeks until you can move that up to 10 again. And then you're going to go 4 sets of 10 at 12. And then you're just going to rinse and repeat. So once you can do the 4 sets of 10 at 12 pounds, then you're going to move up to 15 pounds. And maybe you're getting 6 reps at first when you're doing it. You're going to keep doing that 15 pounds until you can move that up to 10 reps. So that is the like Cliff Note, sped up, layman's term, I don't know, version that I think when we're when you're listening to the podcast that I do on Progressive Overload, I go through everything, but that is like the most simple way that I can explain it. And people just overthink it so much. And it's essentially, you're just looking to do better than what you did last week. Does that mean that every single week you're going to be able to increase your weight or reps on every exercise? Absolutely not. You might have something that comes at the end of a workout that might be like maybe leg extensions. That one might always be harder to move up in weight or even like reps in, because it's at the end of your workout and your legs are gassed from doing squats and hip thrusts and all of the things before that. So that one might be more challenging to be able to move weights and reps up as quickly in, but you'll notice when you see improvement in things. It might be that your 10 reps start getting smoother, your form gets better. Those things are progression and getting better. So don't overthink it. Work to do better than you did the previous week, whether that is your form, whether that is increasing the weights or the reps. But again, that one is, it's so overthought and we make it so much harder. And I feel like some people have a hard time getting started because they're like, well, I'm so confused with progressive overload. I don't know what to do. Just do. Like, you'll never mess up anything by doing. I promise you, like, action is where it's at. So always take action. That's like the biggest step in anything, is just take action and then learn as you go and get better as you go. That's, we learn by doing and we get better by doing and failing forward and making the mistakes and those things. And then the last one, I get this question all the time and it drives me nuts because, again, it's one of those things that you're just overthinking it. When people say, how do I convert a Peloton ride into steps so that I can hit my step count? You guys, the whole point in having a step goal is so that you're moving your body. We get so married to this idea of this like rigid, I've got to hit these exact amount of steps, when the whole point in having the step goal is so that you have a daily reminder to move your booty. So if you're doing a Peloton ride, you don't have to worry about converting that into steps or putting a watch band around your ankle or doing any kind of crazy fruity things. You're moving your body and that's what we want. So don't overthink it. If you're getting the movement in and it's not translating into steps and you're feeling like a failure, stop. The whole point in having the step goal is so that you have the awareness to move your body for the day. If you've got a planned activity to move your body, you're already there. So don't overthink that one. Don't overthink any of them, but definitely don't overthink that one and try to do like some conversions. And it's not worth, again, the mental space. The whole point is just to move your booty. So again, really quickly, the things that we overthink that are just super simple. I didn't say they're easy to do, like as far as dieting and all those things, but it is simple, is counting macros and just really focusing on your calories and your protein. Make it easy. Clear up that mental space. Your step count. You don't need to convert a Peloton ride or a bike ride or whatever into steps. The whole point is to move your body, and that's what you're doing. And progressive overload. Don't overthink it. Aim to do better than you did last week. If you're able to do 4 sets of 10, increase your weight to a point where you can do at least 6 reps and then work at moving that new weight up to 10 reps. That's it. So I hope this one's helpful. You guys know I love and appreciate y'all for being here, and it means a lot to me when you share the podcast with a friend. So if you found value, I appreciate if you do share it with a friend. And if you want to join me for the November DIY Shred, that is going to be linked in the description. But I hope you all have an amazing weekend, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Empowered Radio. If you enjoyed the episode or found value in it, could you do me 2 quick favors? 1, take a screenshot and post it to your social media and tag me in it so I can say thanks. And 2, could you subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star rating and review in iTunes? It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.